Can we say that using photos and video and then telling the story, can we call it already digital storytelling or not? So because sometimes just Googling, I saw that we can call it digital storytelling as well or not. So I have that.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because of course there is a conventional model of digital storytelling that has been shaped by the Story Center, formerly called Center for Digital Storytelling in California. And so globally, when you talk about digital storytelling, in particular within that community, they always believe that digital storytelling is a way of combining still images of some footage with a voiceover in a co-production process. So that is a workshop-based activity that is aiming at the production of very short videos, like 2 minutes videos, in which participants can combine their own voice with their own personal images. But the way in which we apply storytelling, in particular at the Storytelling Academy at Loughborough University in UK, is much broader. So we tend to really design the process depending on the needs of the participants. And when we talk about needs, it's not just the aims in terms of what we want to achieve, but actually what type of technology they feel confident enough or comfortable of using, what type of tools are the best ones for them to facilitate conversations. So going back to actually the very deep roots of the reason why we do digital storytelling is not just the process of creating something digital, but it's more about making sure that people are listening to each other and learning from each other. So whatever tool we can use to achieve that, then we would call it digital storytelling, when we can, you know, engage a group of people in a dialogue for the production of something that is digitally made.